Okay, my beautiful friends, here we go. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. You and I have watched a pretty interesting set of dynamics take place lately, as of late, with regard to crude oil. Okay, OPEC, the Saudis, are running an incredible, in our freaking face, pump and dump scheme, and they are making cash here like you can't possibly imagine. Well, it just got better. So OPEC, the Saudis here, have just announced they're going to cut prices. Like, they didn't know they were going to do this ahead of time. And of course, they have had their traders short the entire market. And could you imagine how much cash they just made here? This morning alone, on the drop in crude, about 2.5%. Well, it's probably staggering. This criminal organization known as OPEC, again, another institution that is a crime syndicate of the highest possible order. They can get away with anything they want to do. They drag the entire world in and out or whatever they want to do, driving energy prices wherever they want it to go. And of course, they take advantage of this in the market. And I, you know, it's a crime in progress, but again, nobody's going to do a damn thing about it. And it's just going to go on and on and on, like everything else, like the rigging, JP Morgan. Everybody knows who's rigging the metals markets here. It's JP Morgan. They control the metals markets, period. They get caught over and over and over, JP Morgan, over and over and over and over again, rigging the markets, spoofing the markets. You know what happens? Nothing. Zero. Look, as you all know, this nothing. It's this whole thing makes me freaking sick. It's the truth is what it appears to be. This is an illusion. The markets are being driven here by easy money, by insider scamming, spoofing, insider trading. This is not real. None of it is. But again, that is our strength in my view. But it does kind of really get under my skin here. Now, let's talk a little bit further about what's going on here. As you all know, you've been following this blog over and over and over again, and it is not going to stop. We're going to continue to get worse economic news moving forward, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Central banks, public enemy number one. Don't listen to me. Listen to David Webb now. Again, this great taking guy. As most of you know, I did watch the documentary, the entire thing. It's really good. He and his producers, they put that together very well. No doubt about it. But all it did was reinforce all of the things that you and I have been talking about for like over 10 years now. So no surprise to anyone that follows this blog. But again, you see the same things as well. For those of you that watched The Great Taking, were you surprised? Were you shocked to find out that the entire system is rigged against you? Duh. I mean, that's really what the whole freaking Great Taking is all about. Is this a surprise? Is this a shock? Is this an epiphany to anybody? Oh, no, absolutely not. But do you think we're done? No, look what's going on with OPEC now. This is a scheme on a grand scale. It's not going to stop. But I'll tell you something else. When I watched the futures today and crude oil futures drop, I was like, fine. Again, in my opinion, commodities are a long-term hold because, again, they are real things. And eventually this risk on environment, and this remains risk on, is going to turn risk off. Now, speaking about the market, so the Dow this morning is under a lot of pressure compared to, well, actually the NASDAQ, as I am doing this here, trading has started for about an hour and a half and change. NASDAQ futures are like slightly in the green. S&P futures are slightly in the red. Dow futures are down pretty good. Why? Boeing shares are getting blasted on the back of yet another problem with regard to their MAX jet. I wouldn't fly one of these things for free. Okay, that's the truth. These things have been plagued since the beginning here. And you all know that. And they, like everything else, they just kind of brush it under the rug. And they tell everyone, oh, it's going to be great until you get sucked out of the plane or who knows what else is going to happen. But it's okay. It's all good because it's the corporations. You know, they get away with whatever they want. You know, the small businesses, well, they're being systematically erased, destroyed, and wiped out. Do you realize that small businesses shuttering today are shuttering faster than they were during the financial crisis for which we are in right now, and of course the scandemic COVID, all in an effort to, you know, prop up these corporations here, fulfill the corporate agenda, all this stuff that you and I have covered since forever. And so did David Webb. Exactly. Imagine my shock. We see eye to eye, all of us here. Again, the guy gets it. Anyone who's got a functioning brain cell, even one, gets what's going on here. Anyway, so with that said, let's throw our eyes back over here at the market. So stock futures are what I said. Dow futures down a lot because of Boeing. Boeing has a high weighting in the Dow. Okay, so that's hitting futures over there. What's more important than all of this? The 10-year yield. The 10-year yield, I don't like where it is. Okay, I'm going to admit that. We're sitting here at like 4.05. I don't think it's going to last. In fact, I know it's not going to last. So, in my opinion, good. Let this play out here. There is no way anywhere on this earth, off this earth, or anywhere else that central banks are going to allow, especially because this is a selection year with regard to the president. Remember, it's not an election. It's a selection. And they're going to put whoever they want behind the freaking resolute. That's someone that's going to play ball. Someone that's going to prop the Federal Reserve up even more so, or empower the Federal Reserve even more, because they control it all. The next guy or thing or it or whatever, whoever they put behind the resolute desk is going to be someone who's going to call for lower rates, even though we're going to get the Federal Reserve to lower rates. They're going to call for a weaker dollar. Does this sound familiar to you? Yes, we already had that. And it's going to continue even more. And they're going to come up with other reasons, no matter what they are, to pull more cash into the now. This is who is going to be selected. You understand? And of course, they're going to choose someone that can, again, polarize the people, because you got to keep them divided. They're going to find someone there who's going to sell you why we need to spend cash on this, why we need to expand cash on that. And war, as you well know, 2024, war. This is going to be the war year. And we're going to see a lot more of that, a lot more funding for war, a lot more expanding for war, a lot more people die as well. All right, let's cover a few more things. So dollar on a relative strength basis is flattish, slightly higher this morning. Nothing big going on here. So again, looking at the 10-year yield sitting at 4.05 and the dollar not doing anything, it shouldn't rattle you at all. Look for opportunities, people. That's what this blog is all about. Yeah, I get angry and this stuff gets under my skin, but really what this is all about is opportunity. And the opportunities are everywhere, in my opinion. We know what's going to happen with the debt. Going to vastly inflate. We know they're going to create more reasons to pull cash into the now. What do you want to do? You want to hold hard assets. You want to have exposure to commodities. Duh. You all know that. Okay. You also want to be long this market, in my opinion. Okay. I know there's a lot of people taking the opposite side of that trade. Good luck. Good luck to all of you out there that are doing that, because they're not done propping this up. The illusion of the market must be maintained, especially during the selection year. Duh. I like that. Duh. Haven't been using it enough as of late, but I'll start using it more now. Anyway, Bitcoin back over 45,000. Crypto is doing well. Gold and silver under a little pressure this morning. Good. Let them play their games with commodities along with OPEC. You know what Greg Mannarino says, and I've been telling you this for I don't know how freaking long. I believe, and you do what you want to, okay, that people need exposure to commodities right now because they are so undervalued, and you're building a position there. You're not looking for this stuff here. There's a lot of people that don't get it. They don't understand how cash moves through the markets or why. So when you have this kind of environment and you see something that's really on sale right now, I'm talking about commodities across the freaking board, okay, this is why you want to build a position now. Okay, I'm not saying go all in on this. You got to have exposure to a lot of things, including the long end of this market, as far as I'm concerned. You know that. It's very simple, I think, if you put the pieces together in your head and say, okay, this is the reason why Greg says people should be diversified, spread into a lot of things here. Me, I'm in a lot of things. I tell everybody that. You know what I'm into. I'll work on my world. Musical instruments, classic cars, obviously the market, gold and silver, very high order, also cryptos. So, you know, I'm covered. If you're like me and you're kind of diversified, You're really sitting pretty right now, understanding where things are going to go. And that's, I think, you know, at least from a financial standpoint, we got this covered in why we cannot be beaten, why we're invincible. Let them play whatever games they want to play. Let them do it. Okay, good. Good, freaking good. Like I said, they can't beat us here because we're too smart. We are so far ahead of the curve of these freaks. I'm talking about the central banks that run the show, our politicians that work for the central banks. They don't work for us. We have no representation anymore around the world. You think you do? I know you don't. I know every single one of you that follows this blog feels that you have no representation, and you're right, because you don't. We have to take care of each other. That's all we got right now. And when this whole thing comes down, and it's going to come down massively at one point, at least we can rely on each other, on relationships that we have built up now. You understand? I think you do. All right, look, this guy, I'm gonna end this right now. You've got the situation. I laid it all out for you. You have a perfect plan as to what you, at least what I think you should do. But again, I want to hear from you. Greg, you got it wrong. Greg, you got it right. Whatever. If I got it wrong, I'm willing to accept that. Tell me where and how I can improve myself. I'm trying to help all of you, okay? Maybe you can help me too. Greg, you know what? I think you're wrong here, and these are the reasons. Like I say, all the time. I'm not too old to learn something new, all right? Love you a lot. See you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Please share the video. Get it out there, please. Those thumbs up. Take your nanosecond. If you got something out of the video, give me a thumbs up. Gets the algorithms to pick it up. People see the video. And I want to help everybody, and I know you do too. This is a team effort. I'll see you later.